Good morning. So I don't really like to come prepared with anything. So what came up for me today is just community, the community of us, the Sangha that comes together and supports one another in the practice in so many ways, not just to be here and support and uphold one another's practice and offer an opportunity to sit in a group, because this is can be a pretty isolating type of practice, but yet we come together and we support each other in this practice. We create an energy through this practice. We create, I think, an attraction through community. That's why I think people kind of come here, because they feel that attraction. They have a desire to practice. There's a motivation that comes from somewhere that they, for some reason, meditation, particularly Zazen, calls to everyone who's here. And some people are very new to the practice. Some people have been practicing for 10, 15, 20 years. But there still has to be something that's calling out to you and grabs you to practice and to be able to practice and to bring your practice at whatever level it's at into a Sangha, and to offer that is a beautiful thing. We support people who have come here for the first time, and we want to make them feel welcome, and we want to help them to develop a practice. For people who have been here for many years, they offer that, the strength of their practice and the energy that they bring to it. And this particular Sangha creates enormous opportunities for other groups to enjoy and utilize this particular space, because this is the fundamental Sangha that's here. This is the fundamental Sangha that maintains this space and allows it to be used by other people who can also develop their practice and also have a way to manifest their particular calling. So one of the things that I'll do is occasionally come here, because I'm very fortunate that I have the time and the place to be able to come here at off hours, so to speak, and to sit when there's no one else, no physical people here. But yet I feel the presence, and oftentimes I'll imagine that I'm sitting with this group, even though I'm sitting on my own. And I'll imagine from time to time that we don't really sit alone ever. There's always the manifestation of all the Buddhas, all the Bodhisattvas that are present with you when you sit. And I think for me, that's a nice thing to have in my practice. When I'll sit here imagining that there are all these supporting Bodhisattvas, all these supporting Buddhas, all these supporting members of the Sangha, and you're sharing that energy. It's very helpful for me in my practice to do that, and also to have gratitude for the fact that there is a group who's willing to get together and sit in meditation. So even though sometimes we might not get all the forms right, or you may not know exactly what to do here or what to do there, or may trip over each other on kin-in, it's not the forms as much as the energy and the motivation and the intent of this practice. So thank you.